maybe you're talking, I don't know, the universal religion. I noticed that the soul, God, the other world or other worlds than this one are becoming acceptable more and more, even within science. And especially among people in general, even intellectuals, many people are fed up with materialism, which is really a philosophy, among others, that some or other have taken over the helm of our society, and it's not doing a very good job. At navigating it. So, it seems we need, because not many want to go back to the old time religion, it seems that we need a new universal religion or spirituality, which can really satisfy people. Intellectually too, morally, ethically. A kind of holistic, universal. Spiritual science, I guess one could say. Now, the thing is that you find that already. If we look at history and at different cultures in this world, especially, I would say, in the East, in Asia, but also, as I understand, if you go back deep to the origins of the major religions of the world, that you find something more of a spiritual science than a religion in terms of institutions and faith systems and all of that. A path to walk, each and every one of us, to make our lives happy and successful, and also together in societies. And we do, if we look back historically, study what we know about the old cultures on this planet. They had long, long periods of stable relatively peaceful societies that were based on such knowledge. Now, the nice thing is that this knowledge is still available. So it might be a good idea to study it. And that is what we're going to do here as we go along in our exploration. To find, well, I know that many have done that before and started movements of this or that kind, or becoming gurus, whatever, but here we're not going to invent, just using some common sense and scientific method, which I respect very much, including such knowledge developed and refined through thousands of years in cultures that worked very well compared to our situation today. And I think that it's time for Westerners especially to swallow our pride . Admit our failures to create that materialistic paradise that we were promised. wisdom starts with humility. And well, when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came from India to the West in the mid-60s, to spread the bhakti teachings of India, yoga teachings. When asked why he did so, he said, well, the British came to India and took all our riches, but they forgot our greatest treasure. Our knowledge. So I've come here to give them that. Anyway. So I have decided to set out on this exploration adventure with the goal of really finding the answers, if they are anywhere to be found, about the big questions in life, the big crucial ones. For our well-being, you and me and all of us. And when doing so, well, who am I? See me as a journalist or whatever. I will do so not only by my own speculations, but with trying with some common sense and scientific thinking, but also by seriously looking at this knowledge, this wisdom that is available in the world since time immemorial, wherever I can find it, wherever it is to be found. Now I am specialized, at least most knowledgeable in Indian philosophy and Indian tradition. And the reason for that is that I found in the great spiritual multiverse of India that which satisfied me. That not just another religion or whatever, conditioned by color or creed or whatever, but essential knowledge. That is really universal, because that is what you find in Asian culture. Anyway, I hope I can explain this as we go along. I just wanted to inform you, still look at this, about what is really going on here on this channel.